Of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics, Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965. Where comfort exceeds expectations.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at halftime, Mountain Homes girls up on Russellville 25-14. We'll look over some of our halftime numbers in just a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, before we talk about tonight's matchup, I do want to say congratulations on getting that win against Van Buren, first conference win on Sweetheart Roll tonight. Had been a great night.
Well, you know, you hate for it to be your first conference win, you know, when you get on the turn, second half, and see it, everybody. But if you're going to wait, you might as well wait and win it on Sweetheart Royalty. But thank you, Matt. You know, it was, you know, what I loved about the game is we've done a really good job of starting out fast, but we just can't maintain it. Well, we did the opposite of that, and we come out really bad, put ourselves in a hole, and then we dug out of it, and we continued to fight, and we just played every possession and then was able to pull away at the end. So I thought our team showed tremendous fight and character, and I was really proud. And what was awesome about it was, there was a lot of people that stepped up and made plays, and and we talked to them about that. Like, look, we know who our leading scorers are. We need other guys to step up. You know, maybe the guy that's averaging 2.5 points a game to score 8. Somebody that's only getting 2 rebounds come up with, 6 rebounds. Like, you know, we needed some guys to step up. If you want to beat anybody, it's got to be, some help. And Braxton Carson come off the bench, which Braxton started about 2/3 of the year.
Right.
Here lately we've went to a bigger lineup and put in Robert Dover. Both of them are sophomores and have gotten tremendous experience. You know, Brayden Dewey's another sophomore. But Braxton come in off the bench and really was really aggressive offensively and kind of helped turn that game. And it was nice to see him come out because he's been a nice little player, but he's been more kind of a defensive role. And we got to see some offense from him the other night. So, same thing. We're going to beat a Russellville team, sitting here, Russellville. It's kind of odd, you have, at this point in the season, you have 3 teams, all 8-1, 9-1, all tied for first place. And we got 3 of them. They've all beaten each other. Russellville is one of those 3. And, they're uber talented. But we come out at their place and did a really nice job of handling their pressure and making them play kind of our game. Made them play at our pace. We took care of the ball. One of the better jobs this year we've done of not turning the ball over. And we've got to do the same thing because, it's a battle of wills here. You know, Russellville wants to get up and down because they have the elite athletes. They have the overall talent, more talented team. But we just got to come out. We got to be the grittier team, the smarter team, and the tougher team. And if we do those, we can control pace, limit our turnovers, keep them off the boards, and keep them out of the open flow transition game. We'll be setting ourselves up for a really nice opportunity to get a win here.
Talk to me a little bit about, just real quick, you mentioned Braxton Carson. He had a fantastic game Friday night. Everybody gives the starters the attention, but, talk about the importance of having good players come off the bench and can contribute as well, especially the way he did.
Yes, and we need more of that. Just trying to build that bench depth has been, that we've not had much consistency because we're such a young team. It's all, We got Dodge Harris, who's a senior, and he started some games, and he's, you know, he played really good.
Yep.
At Russellville, but we've had different guys, different starting lineups, but it's only gone about 6-7 deep. We need like an eighth and ninth player to step up, and they go out there and get it done, we're going to play them, and we just need to see that more often. But you're right, it's really nice because of how hard we have to play. If you can give some guys some breathers, we've been very fortunate that we haven't struggled with foul issues this year. What I've seen overall is the refs are letting them play. It's a really physical league, and to be honest with you, that probably goes against. We lose some advantage there because we're one of the least physical teams. But on hindsight, when you're only averaging 6-7 guys playing, we haven't had to get into that bench much,
right.
And so we because of that, we've not had to get as deep as we've thought, but. We'd like to play some more young guys. We really love we got a lot of pieces. They just need some seasoning, and it's coming, And, we've got three really important seniors to us. We've got two juniors. We've got a team full of sophomores, and we really like our ninth graders that's coming to us, too. So depth and pushing each other won't be an issue in the very near future for sure.
Josh, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win Friday, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Matt. Man, how about our Lady Bombers coming out? Our junior high district champions come Saturday. I think they've lit a little fire, on this team. It's good to add that great collection of young ladies. But they're playing well. Let's hope they finish this out. Matt, as always, appreciate all you do, my man. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Thank you, Josh. That was Mattown Boys Coach Josh Fulcher. Let's take a look at some of our numbers just real quick. Andy Norcross leading Mattown with 8 points, 6 each for Cameron Mullen and Amelia Rucker, 3 for Parker Husky and 2 for Lake and Moore. Russell being led by Zariah Willis with 8 points, 2 each for Brendan Burke, Shaisha Willis, and Gracie Campbell. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating Cooling Halftime Show. We'll take a 90-second break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mattown leading Russell 25-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
It's time for families to enjoy the school sports scene once again. Everyone from Knox Orthopedics at No. 3 Medical Plaza wishes our many area athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' 4 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back doing what you love sooner rather than later. Yes, they can fix that. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.